Good morning. The weather remains unsettled this morning across interior New York and New England, with extensive cloud cover and scattered showers. Temperatures not nearly as warm, and it's not as muggy this morning as recent mornings, with readings generally close to the 60-degree mark, with some 50s near the Canadian border. A warm front will lift through the region today, creating more instability despite the lack of sunshine. South of the front, generally in the southern two-thirds of New York and New England, high temperatures will reach into the 70s to around 80, while readings to the north of the front will be in the upper 60s. A strong area of lift generated by energy at the jet stream level will combine with the front to produce numerous showers and thunderstorms today across the region. Where there is more instability, south of I-90, some of the thunderstorms could be strong, perhaps even severe, with gusty winds. Everyone will have the chance of heavier downpours with any cells that develop through the afternoon and into the evening. Additional energy will move through tonight at jet stream level, keeping rain in the forecast and embedded bursts with rumbles of thunder as lows drop back into the 60s. Rain will continue across the region into Friday morning as we turn our attention to ELSA, which will be tracking east of the Delmarva, over eastern Long Island, and eventually over eastern New England during the day on Friday. Heavy rain will be likely, especially along the storm's path and immediately to its north and west, which will encompass most of New England, but could back into easternmost New York as well. And a flood watch has been issued for New England through the day on Friday. As the system passes by, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be likely for the remainder of the region as we get into Friday afternoon. Finally, some drier weather will move in as that system passes into the Canadian Maritimes on Friday night, and it's looking much more settled for the weekend. We still run the risk of a shower or thunderstorm on Saturday or Sunday, but generally dry with a mix of sun and clouds and high temperatures both days near 80. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on ELSA, which will move over the Carolinas today, pass near eastern parts of the mid-Atlantic states tonight, then over eastern New England tomorrow. Impacts from ELSA will include additional pockets of heavy rain and instances of flash flooding with periods of gusty winds, especially along coastal regions to the east of where the center of ELSA tracks. Meanwhile, an abundance of tropical moisture and very little upper-level steering flow has produced an environment ripe for torrential downpours through parts of South Texas. As much as 5 to 10 inches of additional rain is possible across this region, with a moderate to high risk of excessive rainfall along the middle and lower Texas coast. Some areas have already received 8-plus inches of rain over the last few days, which has severely compromised soils and low-lying areas prone to flooding. Widespread flash flooding is likely, with life-threatening situations possible. Rain chances are expected to continue through Friday afternoon. At Mount Washington, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 46 degrees with a south wind at 23, gusting to 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 44 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 59 degrees, the dew point 59, 100% relative humidity, north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29, 99, and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, lower 70s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 62, the average temperature 73, right on normal for this time of year. 0.14 of an inch of rain, 16.24 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 84 degrees, the average low 62. The record high 100 set in 1936, and the record low 43 in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More rain and a thunderstorm tonight in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today in the lower 80s. More rain and thunderstorms tonight in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid-70s. More rain and a thunderstorm possible tonight in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the upper 70s. More rain and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid-70s. More rain and a thunderstorm possible tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid with showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a steadier and heavier rain in New England, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday with the outside chance of a passing shower, both days near 80. And partly sunny and more humid Monday through Wednesday, with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.